Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and it's good to take a little time with you. I'm not sure where you are or what time this might be for you, but it's for me this Saturday of the second weekend in Lent, and we're hearing a wonderful gospel tomorrow I'd like to share with you in a moment. And as I approach this gospel and listen to it with you, and as we say, chew it over to let it become food for us. I think of where have I been eating my meals and spending my time, and it's been in California. But today, Brother Joe picked me up in the Rochester airport near there, and I'm back here on the mountain. Just a while ago, sitting in prayer and just being open to this place, this presence again, I found myself hearing the phrase, and I journaled it here, that I'm here on the mountain for the same reason I was in Big Sur in Sonoma. I think the phrase was simpler when it just sprung up in my heart. I'm here because of why I was there. And it's wonderful to be here with you now, wherever you are. The gospel for tomorrow takes us somewhere. It takes us to a mountain, and we're invited to go there if we wish, if we walk with Jesus, who took Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. So there's this intimacy. They were alone with Jesus, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, Matthew's Gospel 17, 1 through 9 lets us hear. And then Moses and Elijah appeared to them, and we're in a conversation. You can feel that maybe now. Or maybe something else is stirring you from another tradition or place in your life. But this wonderful invitation to go to the mountain. I often reference that here as a metaphor. It's a real place often for us. It's a spot, a place in a backyard, a front yard. It's a park we like to walk in. It's maybe for me sometimes it's swimming in a pool and being in that solitude of water. It's sitting in a chair now, looking out and seeing light snow falling on the mountain, Mount Irenaeus. And just a day ago being on a mountain in California with sun and green. And what is the same thing? I would say that Jesus is inviting me to be here. Here and now with you. There's a wonderful invitation to us, and it is the intimacy of this gospel, it's the intimacy of this moment. And it seems to me there are three movements in here that are very simple that you might be finding. I'd invite you to find them and follow them, and the first one is to follow Jesus. Or you might say, he's not my guru, there's another one. I would risk saying that it might be peace or light or breath. For me, each of them are words that take me into the presence of the Christ, Jesus, the Son of God. But if that isn't your walk, I'd welcome you to be on a walk, to be headed to a mountain, to possibly be on a mountain right now, and to follow. And in that, for me, the great hope of this gospel reading and this Lenten season is, and to find Jesus. We follow him there, and we find him there in quite a dramatic way that's told in Luke's Gospel, too, a bit differently, and St. Bonaventure does his own commentary on it, but I'm risking my own here for a few moments from Matthew so that we can stand together in the awesomeness of a here-and-now mountain time. Peter, struck by the experience of this, says, as the impetuous Peter might, Lord, it's good that we're here. And what a wonderful thing to say if we're somewhere. I'm looking out at snow, and yesterday it was sunny, and I'm thinking how wonderful it is to be here. I'm here because of the very same reason I was there. In a deep sense, I feel called to follow, to find, and not to be afraid of the journey with Jesus. Three pieces of the movement that strike me today that I lend you, but this first following, they're all wrapped up into each other, is finding the one and wanting to share it or have it in an intimate moment that would remain forever. I'll make three tents, Peter says, here for each of you, one for each. And what a wonderful way to be hospitable. God, please stay with me right now and always as things are. But nothing ever stays quite as it's been except this wonderful, intimate encounter, because soon Jesus will take them again with him down the hill on the way toward Jerusalem. His dying and rising, we hear at the end of this passage. Jesus counsels them, don't share the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised. And we live in that time of the resurrection. Those of us as Christians who embrace this truth of the light that has come into darkness, the freedom we have, but I don't know about you, but I fall back again and say, where is he? How do I find him so that I might follow him and follow him without fear? So here we are. Wherever we are, in the here-ness of a mountain experience, and in the midst of it, the beautiful experience of the one we call the Father, Abba God, calling out from a cloud, breaking through, and saying simply in a beautiful deep voice, this is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. He's among you. Find him here. Now follow him. And do not be afraid. The ongoing invitation of intimacy that is ours with the Anointed One of God, with the brilliance of light and life, with the freshness of a new breath of the Spirit among us, of a walk with Jesus Christ right now. In this Lenten season, to this time and place in your life, wherever you are, no other mountain is a mountain for you but the one you're in and on. I'm back in Western New York. I'm not in California anymore. It was wonderful to be there. And in all that sunlight, though I ached with the earth and the people for the lack of water, here we've been drenched. I come to a part of the earth that has been soaked and is sopping, but it's beautiful to be here, welcomed home by my brothers, and joyful that I'm able to spend this time with you. Nonetheless, I can fall back to that place. It happens easily where I'm afraid again, and I look around and think, oh, where is he? Who is it? To find, to follow, and to not be afraid this Lenten season, for there is one here and now where we are, calling us to that union and communion that would be one with the Son and in Abba, Father, and the Spirit, and the invitation to listen more deeply than I ever have before, to hear with hearts open right now, to life being breathed into us so we can breathe life at the next moment, the next time, the next hour, the next mountain, or with someone else. This is indeed a deep and rich encounter, and Lent is that, not practices but persons, places where we can find God and find ourselves and find one another, for our walk of peace. So let's journey further, you might, into a little more quiet after this. I won't leave you. Hopefully I won't. But I leave you to yourself and to the silence that's here and to the promise I believe is ours. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Let our hearts open to the one we're seeking and wish to find, for he is here and now, and follow him well, without fear, for the day has come, the day is here. Here we are, wherever we are, in the mountain of encounter, intimacy with God, and peace in our hearts for the world. Peace, my friend. May this be a good day for you. Walk in peace.
With you now we are fed.
Jesus be here.
Feast on the breaking bread.
Jesus be here.
We are pilgrims.
and warriors, but strangers no more, singing Jesus,
oh Jesus, be
here. Lord, feed our hungry souls,
Jesus, be here.
Broken hearts into hope,
Jesus, be here.
All our sisters and brothers can now stand as one, singing,
Jesus, oh Jesus, be here.